Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service this night. And Father, I thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God this night. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping me preach and teach this message this night. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And Pastor Sharon and myself will be tag teaming again. Amen. So I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And we're teaching about being led by the Spirit of God. How many of y'all know everything there is to know about being led by the Spirit of God? I don't see any hands. How many of you know that if we're here 100 years, we're still not going to know everything we need to know about being led by the Spirit of God? Amen. Romans 8 and 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And 1 Corinthians 2 and 14 says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Now, a natural man, God can speak to him and lead him and guide him, except he reasons away what God is saying. Now, how many times has that been us? Lots and lots of times. Even though we are the spiritual man, sometimes we lean on the natural. And the natural man reasons away what God is saying. He questions it. What is said seems illogical to him. It doesn't make sense. It seems foolish. He disregards it, not recognizing it was God's voice and God's direction. Now, in the Old Covenant, like in the Old Testament, the God Spirit wasn't inside them. He's inside of us now because we're born again. The Spirit of God is on the inside of us. And they were led from the outside in, like by a fire by night, a cloud by day, a burning bush, casting lots, seeking a fleece. They were led from the outside in. We're of the new covenant, and we're led from the inside out. Amen. Now, Judges chapter 6, and starting verse number 36, and this is contemporary English version. It says, "Gideon prayed to God, 'I know that you promised to help me rescue Israel, but I need proof. Tonight I'll put some wool on the stone floor and the threshing place over there. And if you really will help me rescue Israel, then tomorrow morning let there be dew on the wool, and let the stone floor be dry.' And that's just what happened. Early the next morning, Gideon got up and checked the wool. He squeezed out enough water to fill a bowl. But Gideon prayed to God again. 'Don't be angry at me,' Gideon said. 'Let me try this one more time. So if it really be you, sure you'll help me. Only this time, let the wool be dry and the stone floor be wet with dew.' That night, God made the stone floor wet with dew, and he kept the wool dry." Now, we talk about this a lot of times, and we say, so-and-so, we're putting out a fleece. We're going to put out a fleece before God, because that's what Gideon does, and that's where we get this. But that was in the old covenant under the old dispensation. We're not supposed to put out fleeces anymore. And a lot of people don't realize that, but that's not for us, because we got the Spirit of God on the inside of us, and he doesn't lead us by outward things. Because if we start putting out fleeces, what happens is the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world. And Satan can operate in the realm of this world. You say, "Well, I thought we ruled and reigned." We do. In our territory, we have dominion. But we don't have territory over the whole earth. The devil does. The Christians have the territory that they have assigned to them. And that's the part that we rule and reign in. But other than that, the devil can come in and he can do stuff, as we see in this world, things that are happening that are bad. And he hears our prayers. So if we're putting out a fleece for something in the natural to happen so that we'll know God is leading us, we're opening the door for the devil to do something, to get his fingers in there somehow, and to make our fleece come to pass, but we'll be messed up because we're seeking from the outside in, not from the inside out. See, in the old covenant, they had the Spirit upon them. And so they sought signs by putting out those fleeces. But we don't do that today. Now in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, that's the scripture I was quoting about Satan being the god of this world. It says he's blinded the minds of them which believe not. So Satan is the god of this world. Now 2 Thessalonians 2 and 9 says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. So Satan can give us a lying wonder or a sign. Okay, that's what the scripture says. So if we're seeking a sign from the outside, I'm telling you, we're in the wrong direction. Lying signs can get us off track and won't be God's leading. It'll just be natural things that the enemy's got his hands in. Now, let's say you're offered a job paying 10 times what you're making now. 90% of people, I made this statistic up, 90% of people, Christian people, instead of praying and seeking God and listening, they'd say, well, look at that. God just opened a door for me. That's a better job. It's amazing pay. I'm going to be making 10 times more than I was making before. So God's just wanting to bless me. How do you know? Did you pray about it? Did you discern from the inside out? Did you ask the Lord? See, you're going by what the pay is and not whether you're led to do it or not. Can you see that? That's not a leading. The pay is inconsequential. You say it's not. We have to live by, you know, our income. I understand that. But if you get out of the will of God, you're messed up. And if you stay in the will of God, I'm telling you, God will make it up to you. Anything that we could have made, He'll make it up to us and greater. But it may be a little bit of connecting going on before we get to that point. But it'll be in His perfect will, and there won't be death and destruction involved in it, because if Satan gets his hands in it, he's going to still kill and destroy anything he can in our lives. So it could cause ruin to our families. It could cause ruin to us. We'd wind up in a world of hurt just because we were looking at how much something pays and not whether it's the will of God or not. Because we have to seek whether it is. We need to pray, seek, ask, wait, listen, and follow peace, and don't rush. I know years ago there was a man that I used to go to church with, and he was praying for a job. And he needed a job so bad. We were all praying for him. And he announced that he had got that job, and he was so happy. It was a job with really good pay and really good benefits, and everybody was rejoicing with him in our church. This is a church we used to go to years ago. And on the inside of me, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing about this. I don't know. I don't have knowledge of it. Not you know, head knowledge. I know in my spirit something's not right. I'm grieved. I'm very, very grieved. Everybody's rejoicing, and I wanted to rejoice too. But I said, something's not right. I didn't say it to anybody else. That job caused him to get out of God's will. He stopped coming to church at all, and it caused him to backslide. Now, you can say what you want to. There was a job that God had for him that he was praying about and everybody else was praying about, but he got the wrong one. He didn't pause. See, now, I'm not to seek the will of God and tell you what the will of God is for your life. You've got to do that for yourself. Now, somebody could confirm something that the Lord's already told you, but you won't get direction from another person, so it wouldn't be proper for us to tell somebody something like that. You know, we could all be wrong, but you still have to seek Him. Amen? Now, in the Old Testament, another way that they sought the will of God was casting lots. Y'all have heard about casting lots. There's many scriptures in the Bible about casting lots. Now, casting lots, okay, lots could be sticks with markings, or stones with symbols, or pieces of bone with symbols. Okay, now, in several references, it's always mentioned as throwing dice. That's what casting lots really was. I mean, you think, wait a minute. They picked the disciple that that, you know, replaced Judas by casting lots. They did. They threw dice, pretty much. That's what it was. And whatever they decided from that, however they set it up, you know, your number is 2, your number is 3, your number is Little Joe from Kokomo, whatever it was, they casted lots. And if the lot fell on whoever they knew, that's how they chose Matthias by casting lots. If I'm remembering correctly, and I could be wrong on this, but I think Jonah, they decided it was Jonah that was messing them up on the ship. If I'm correct, I think that's correct. But there's numerous things in the Old Testament about casting lots to determine the will of God. Now, the last time in the Bible that is recorded is in Acts chapter 1. In Acts chapter 2, the Spirit was poured out upon all flesh. You know, the Holy Spirit, we got the Holy Spirit. Everybody got the Holy Spirit. And after that, you don't hear about them doing that. As a matter of fact, the last act they did was appoint Matthias in the place of Judas. And you don't hear anything else about Matthias. Maybe the numbers didn't come up right. I don't know. But now we're supposed to rely on the Holy Spirit. Someone could say, well, Lord, I'm believing for you to speak to me. God, I need a word. Now, we understand this whole Bible is the Word of God. We understand that's the Logos, the whole Word of God. But I need direction in this particular situation that I'm facing. And I believe when I open my Bible and it falls, wherever it falls, I'm just going to say, Lord, that was you. Oh, wow. When you're invited to eat with a king, use your best manners. Let's see. It doesn't seem to apply to my situation. I don't know any kings. I don't think I'm going to be eating with any kings anytime soon. Let me try it again. I probably got something wrong. I probably didn't do it right. Can you see? Now, I know good people have told me how the Lord has spoke to them this way. You say, could that have ever happened? Absolutely. That's called mercy. That's because when we're in the childhood stage or the babyhood stage, God can do things for us He can't do other time. But as we grow up to a certain maturity level, He's not going to speak to us by just flipping the Bible open and doing it that way anymore. Can you see? That would be seeking a sign. It'd be, you know, Lord, it'd be almost like the horoscope. And we know that's a no-no. Surely everybody in here knows you don't look up the horoscope every day. You don't ever look up the horoscope. You don't ever get it out and find out, well, I wonder if I'm going to have a good week. You're going to have a good week. The Bible says you're going to have a good week. Don't consult a demon. Don't consult the devil's stuff to find out if you're going to have a good week. Because you do it and you open the door for the devil outside in. You're seeking something from the outside to tell you something from the Spirit of God, and it's inside out. Well, Lord, I see this open door, and I know that's you. It's got to be you because the door's open. And you said you're the open door, so this has got to be you. I'm supposed to get this house, or I'm supposed to get this car, or I'm supposed to do such and such because the door, that door is open. And I know you're the open door, so that's absolutely you. Well, what if there's 5 open doors? Excuse me. Well, God closed all the doors that ain't you. No. He's going to lead you by the inside. He's going to show you through discernment, through prayer and seeking Him, which door is the right door and which door is not your door. You understand? Because if there's one right door, there's 4 doors that are not right. If there's one door that God put there, then there's 4 doors that God didn't put there. Who put them there? The devil. And he wants you to go into it. We get into debt sometimes and we say, well, Lord, if the vehicle is just this amount of money, I'm going to do it because I know that's you. No. Do you know it on the inside before you go? That's what you go by. You don't go by whether it's this amount. It might not come to your amount of money. Excuse me. Oh, whoa. I lost y'all. It might be over your amount of money, and it still might be the Lord. Half of y'all are still gone. Come on back. We're having church. Come on back. Come on back. The Lord can do something outside of our box. And He could say, this is for you, even though it's not in your box on how much it is. Some of y'all ain't never coming back, I got a feeling. I'm sorry. It could be under and it could be over, but I'm telling you. Thank you very much. God may see that you're going to get a substantial raise in the future, and he says, yeah, this is the one for you. This is the one. Okay, I want you to say this. We say it all the time, and then I'm going to call Pastor Sharon. I am consciously and unconsciously led by the Spirit of God. I am led in right paths. I am led according to the perfect will of God, according to the perfect timing of God. Not ahead and not behind, but right on time. Romans 8:14 again, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. God is good, isn't he? Amen. Okay. Continuing on with being led by the Spirit, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So God wants us to acknowledge him in every area of our life. Amen? He wants to be a part of every area. And God's plans for us are good. They are for good, and they're not for evil. God is a good God. He is a loving Heavenly Father, and he wants good things for us. So he's looking out for our best, isn't he? Yes. Amen. He is good to us, and he has good plans for us, but he wants us to acknowledge him. Amen. So it is very important to ask God first before we make decisions. And once you have asked God about your situation or whatever it is you are asking him about, then wait for peace. On the inside of you, amen? And follow peace if you've got the peace. But if you don't have peace, then you put the brakes on it. You stop. You don't do it, amen? It might be that God is saying no. It might be that God's saying not now. So you might have to wait for a later time. But when God doesn't give you that peace, when you don't have that peace on the inside, don't do it. Amen. I don't care how much you want it. I don't care how much you want to do it or how much you want a certain situation to go a certain way. You be led by the Spirit of God. Be led by that peace on the inside of you. Now, Colossians 3:15 in the Amplified Classic Edition says, and let the peace, soul harmony which comes from Christ's rule, act as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds, in that peaceful state to which, as members of Christ, one body, you are all called to live. And be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. So we need to let the peace of God rule in our hearts, act as an umpire. The peace of God is our umpire, amen? So we need to always go to God first, amen? Now, is every opportunity from God? No, it's not. So we need to first pray, and then we need to check with our umpire, amen?
That's right.
Check with that. Do I have peace on the inside of me concerning this situation? Now, does the opportunity presented to you, does it give you a scratchy feeling on the inside? I think you've all probably experienced that. It's something you want, but then there's just something on the inside of you that you're not sure of. And or you might question it over and over and over. Should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? You just don't have that complete peace about it. Again, don't do it. That's the umpire on the inside of you warning you, saying, no, not now. Don't do it now. Don't go that direction now. Don't take that now. Don't buy that now. Don't do that now. Amen? And I want to give you a little example of this. This is just a simple example that we all could probably identify with. I know it hit very, very close to me. Say someone give you a big old piece of chocolate cake. And you know that chocolate cake just does not sit well with you. It does not agree with you. You feel this tugging on the inside of you. You know you shouldn't eat that cake. You don't need to eat that cake. Don't do it. You know what it's going to do to you. But you eat it anyway. Our flesh took over. Amen. I've been there, done that. Amen. Suffer the consequences of it. But then, you know, you don't feel good. And you're going to say, God, why did you let me eat that piece of cake? God said, I told you not to eat it. But you ate it anyway. It looked good. You knew it was going to be the most magnificent piece of cake you've ever had in your life. God said, don't do it. That tugging on the inside, that scratching on the inside said, don't do it. Okay? God, why did you let me take that job? This is the worst job I've ever had. God says, I told you not to take that job. If we had just waited just a little bit longer on God, He would have gave us the perfect job. But as Pastor said, we get in a hurry sometimes. God has a highest and best for all of us in every area of our lives. He has a higher and best. Well, God, why did you let me buy that car? It's a lemon. It's done nothing but give me problems. I just got it in the garage all the time. And I'm walking or having to get somebody to drive me around. God says, I told you not to buy that car. Been there and done that, amen? We've all experienced these things. You know, God's not trying to spoil our fun. He's trying to help us. He's trying to keep us from getting in trouble. He's trying to keep us from getting in a worse condition than what we were before, amen? God is for us. He is our helper. He loves us with an everlasting love. He is our Savior, our heavenly dear Father. Amen. Amen. So He is on our side, and He is trying to do what is good and best for each and every one of us. Amen. Proverbs 19 and verse 2 in the NIV says, desire without knowledge is not good. How much more will hasty feet miss the way? Well, we don't want to miss the way, do we? We want to stay on God's path. We want to do what He has planned for our lives. Amen? But our flesh will see something. Oh, I want that. It looks so good. God, I just got to have that. Amen? It's so wonderful. It looks good. It makes sense. God, it's on sale. God. It must be God. It's not. It's flesh 90% of the time. Amen. How many times all of us Do we jump right in there? We haven't even asked God. Well, God, what should I have to ask God if I want to buy these clothes? It's on sale. But it doesn't matter that I've only got $10 in the bank. God, this is a good sale. Don't you see this sale, God? Amen. You know it's the truth. Amen. I haven't gone this direction in a long time. But you single people out there. Amen. You see a good looking guy. You say, yes, I know this is God. He's everything on my list. Just from the outward appearance, he is everything on my list, God. But you don't know anything about him. You're going to get in trouble. Amen. Because what's on the inside might not meet what's on the outside. Amen. So we can't go by what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it smells like, what it dresses like, how tall it is. Amen. Can't go by all those things. We got to go by the Spirit. Go by the Spirit on the inside. We all know, and I've been there too, that you'll have a little, there's something there. It's not loud, it's not big, but there's just something there. And you know something just ain't right. But how many times, it's all of us, do we jump in head first? Amen. Or feet first. Get in all kind of trouble. So God wants us to be led by the Spirit. It is very important. Amen. It can be detrimental in our whole lives because there is consequences to making bad decisions. Amen. So we want to be so careful that we ask God first. That's where we mess up. That's where we mess up. I'll just take one little bite. Just one little bite. One little bite won't kill me. Follow the Spirit. Don't follow the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be hasty. Is it God? Pray and check with the umpire. Now, we've all heard the saying, follow your heart. That sounds real good, but it's not scriptural. Amen?
Amen?
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17. Now, that illustration was for you men with the good-looking woman, too. I said the ladies, but it's for the men, too, okay? I just want to tell y'all that so, you know, it's for everybody. Everybody. I mean, so I'm exempt. It don't matter. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know? So if we go by our heart, which is our flesh, it's deceitful. It can deceive us. See, we have to always go back to being led by the Spirit of God. We've always got to go back to putting God, acknowledging Him in all of our ways. In every decision that we make, we have to go back to God first. Amen? And waiting for that on the inside. Do I have peace? Do I have a go, we might say? Do I have the green light or do I have the red light? Amen? We have to wait on that. We can't just jump in and expect no consequences when we haven't sought God first. So the Lord is really speaking to you tonight, to somebody tonight. if not everybody. It's a serious thing. Amen. To seek Him first. And He'll let you know. You know, the devil makes us feel so insecure about hearing from God. Pastor and I get that all the time. How do I know it's God? Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. That's how you know. On the inside of you. He's given us the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the Holy Spirit will give you peace if it's of God, and you'll lose your peace if it's not God. Amen. See, we've already got God's peace. When we got saved, we got God's peace. Peace I'll leave with you. Uh-huh. But when we're going in a wrong direction, when we're making a wrong decision, that on the inside will start getting jittery. Trying to steal our peace. And that is how the Lord speaks to us. That's how He lets us know. Amen. We want the sky to split and an angel to come down and to speak to us verbally. But that's not going to happen. Amen. Fall of peace. God has given you His Spirit. He's given you His Spirit, and He's not going to allow you, if you are seeking Him, if you are really sincerely listening for Him, He's not going to trip you up. He's not out to trip you up. Amen. He is on your side. Hallelujah. He wants you to go in the right direction. He wants every decision you make to be led by Him. His plans for you are for good and not for evil. Yes. Amen. And His ways are not our ways. We don't always understand, God, why? Why do I have to wait? God, why can't it be done this way? We don't always understand. God knows what's best. Mm-hmm. He sees the end from the beginning. He knows what is best. Amen. So follow the Spirit of God. Amen. Don't follow your flesh tonight. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank You tonight that You are a good, loving, caring Heavenly Father, that You care about every part of our lives, Lord God, and that You are looking out for our good in every situation in our life, every circumstance in our life, every decision we have to make, Father God. And we thank You, Father God, that You've given us the Holy Spirit. And Father, we just come to You tonight, Father God. And I want each and every one of you that are seeking the Lord about something, I want you to just right now, where you're at, sincerely ask God to show you. To show you what to do, to show you what direction to take, to give you wisdom. And He said that if you ask wisdom, He'll give it to you. Father, we just ask You tonight to just show us what to do, what direction to take. Father God, what to leave off, Father God, and what to direction to do in our lives, Father God. And thank You, God, that You love us with an everlasting love, that You are on our side, and that You're going to show us, You're going to let us know, the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Well, let us know exactly what to do, Father God. And we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight, amen. You can get Ashley if you will. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Yes, He is. He is an awesome, mighty God. Hallelujah.